So we open Act 4 with a scene between Chris and Pablo, again servicing the triangle that's been building between Pablo and his philosophy, Hal Burney and his philosophy, his more cutthroat, money-oriented philosophy, and Chris wondering which to subscribe to, which way she should go. She knows if she wins this race, she'll have more races with Hal Burney, and they may take her away from Wildfire and her friends at Raintree. Pablo is a character who really embodies the conscience of the show. When Chris hits a wall and isn't sure what to do, Pablo is like her Zen master. And one of the things that interested us about the episode was, as Chris was getting more successful, she actually decides to question her mentor. And it's a painful thing to do because Pablo is responsible for bringing her there. Pablo's always had the right answers. And for the first time, she's not sure Pablo is giving her the right answer. He just answers her question with a question. It depends on what type of writer you want to be. The question is really only answerable by you. So instead of getting an answer out of Pablo, Chris is still grappling with wondering which road to go down. And again, if we were to answer the question too neatly, then the show would be over and there wouldn't be any reason to watch. Here's where we see the story turn more from a story about Chris and her career to one between her and Carrie and their relationship. And the truth is, Burney is a guest star and he's only going to be in one episode. So you can only ask the audience to care so much about him. What we decided to do is turn the story so that it created questions and tension between Carrie and Chris. Carrie tells her a story here where he reveals something about himself, that he was a loner and he was a guy who felt like he didn't fit in. And this is news to Chris because she comes from the streets of Oakland and she, deep down, still doesn't really feel like she fits in at Raintree. And here she discovers that there's somebody else who feels like they don't fit in and who has dealt with that feeling of loneliness before. In the original script, Carrie said his real name was Gary Caruso, but it sounded too much like Carrie. So Sean Piller, one of the executive producers, came up with Garfield for his name, which is kind of funny and really, you know, you say my name was Garfield Caruso and you know who that guy is. You know he was kind of a nerd. You know that he didn't really fit in high school and stuff. And it's this story, though, and this learning this new information about Carrie that brings them closer together, both emotionally and literally here, as for a second it seems like maybe they're going to kiss or maybe something's going to happen, and it doesn't. And it's a good example of how on a show like this, you're constantly looking for ways to bring your characters together and then turn the scene so that they pull apart quickly, and you know, it teases the audience and makes the audience want them to get together all the more, so that when they finally do get together, if that's what happens, it's something that's been earned and it's something that the audiences really want to see happen. I mean, Carrie is her agent, so there's a whole ethical component to, you know, should he really be kissing his client or engaging her emotionally? And clearly he makes the decision, you know, to step back. It's the night before Chris's big race, and they have this bonding moment, and Carrie's story, not Pablo's scene, is what sends Chris into the next scene, you know, with a philosophy, with a choice. Now, this scene between Eri Gross and Nana Visitor, the two actors who play Charlie and Jean, it's just one of the real pleasures to watch because these two are such accomplished actors. Obviously, the rest of our cast, or most of the rest of them, are young actors, and it's exciting to watch them cut their teeth on this show. These two have been in a lot of TV shows and films, and what's great as a writer is when you see two pros like these take the scene and bring it to the next level. It's a very emotional scene. They improvised a lot during it, and the results were just so much, in a sense, I hate to say it, but they take the scene to a new level that certainly wasn't on the page. You know, when you do a scene this emotional, you really can't hold the actors to what's written. You give them signposts along the way, but you know, they've got to go with what they're feeling in order to keep it real, keep it convincing. So that's what the executive producers and the director let them do. I mean, the scene was written, but they hit certain lines and then ad-libbed others.